Friday. It's Friday, everybody's favorite day of the week. It's Friday, and boy, so much going on. Blue moon, why did you turn so blood red? Yes, did you see the blood red moon? 2 o'clock this morning. I'll tell you, I was out, took the garbage out this morning before the show at the beach bunker, and I took some pictures myself. Oh my gag, run outside. It's not quite as red as it once was, and there is some clouds in the area, but it's okay. We've got some good shots for you. And it's not just the blood red moon. Lots of food to talk about today. It's Pi Day. 3.14654-8666-555-8212-1486. On to infinity and beyond. It's a mathematical sign. It's a Greek sign. It's 3.14, but it's a chance to celebrate pie. Oh, look at this. I dusted because it's Friday. Beach house, beach bunker. Welcome, welcome. Good to see you. Happy Friday to you. And it is the happiest of Fridays. We're going to talk pie. It's also Reuben Sandwich Day today. So get your sauerkraut ready. Get your plumbing checked. Get your corned beef ready to go. We got Pie Day. We got Reuben Sandwich Day. And what could be the best snack known to mankind? It's Potato Chip Day today. So lots to talk about. An airline incident in Denver yesterday evening we're going to touch on. Interest rates came down on a Wednesday, and I read yesterday that banks have followed suit under 5% now, and that means house shopping's going to be busy. EPLA office, remember them if you're buying or selling a home or any kind of real estate, and if you've got a business, they do corporate law as well, and if you are planning for the future, planning for a time when you're no longer on the planet, they do wills and estates too. Very friendly, easy to talk to, easy to understand. That's what you want in a lawyer at EPLA office. You can go see them over on 18th Street across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. They do good in the neighborhood every time you get your oil changed. Making a donation to Bear Clan Samaritan House and Helping Hands every time you pull into those doors at 1500 Richmond Avenue. 1500 Richmond Avenue. Pull up to the doors. They'll get you in there. Show you your filters while you wait. You get a quick cup of coffee in you and you're on your way. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Skydancer, Turtle Island Adventure Water Park. 175 feet of water slides, the Lazy River, which is a place you flop down the big tubes and you have a cold one in your hand. You just sit there. Waterfall is going. You float down the river, not a care in the world. And the kids are playing in the big pool there as well. They've got cabanas. They do birthday parties. It is awesome. Great hotel there as well. You can check that out at SkyDancerCasino.com. Check out the hotel rooms. You can also check out the entertainment. Lil Jon is coming in August. They've got Tracy Byrd in November. Of course, the lead singer of Rascal Flatts in July. Where the sky's the limit. These aren't mine. All right, just some shots of the blood red moon that aren't doctored. Now, if you go on TikTok, for example, oh my God, people are using AI and they're using movie special effects to make it massive and huge and explode, and there's volcanoes on the moon, and oh my God. So it's difficult to get real shots, and the real shots are generally not all that good. This is between Brandon and Portage La Prairie at 2 o'clock in the morning. That is when this thing turned red. Melissa, this is Westburn, Manitoba. Again, Melissa, did you have your flash on? Did you have your flash on? I think that's a pie plate. You're getting ready for pie day. I kid. I do have some professional photographers that took some pictures, and some of them are pretty amazing. Sharon's looks like, this is a closer one. This is Sharon's. This is here in our area, turning the moon turning blood red at 2 o'clock in the morning last night. It's still out there. I'm not joking. I literally when I went outside to take out the trash this morning, it looked much more like this, like Shai's picture. this would have been me, because that is exactly that, and my tree in the front yard. That's the moon is out there. The craziness continues. Full moon craziness. Some of these pictures are absolutely incredible. That is probably the best picture of the moon last night I have seen. Okay, so there you go. You can say that you saw the eclipse, that you saw the blood-red moon. We are all caught up there. We're also going to get you caught up on the incident that happened in Denver yesterday. This happened just after supper time. Passengers aboard American Airlines Flight 1006 had to evacuate onto the aircraft's wing. What is happening with air travel right now? This is not the way it's supposed to be. There was a fire that broke out. They were headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas, and they immediately had to be diverted to Denver. This is just right out. This is on the heels of a recent incident in Toronto where the plane came down, turned over in the snow, wing popped off, everybody evacuated safely. In this situation in Denver, everybody got out okay. There were no injuries, but this video is off the charts. I'm telling you, they get out onto the wing of this aircraft in Denver last night after supper. Then all of a sudden, like the there's not only smoke, it bursts into flames. It's like, why is there an engine on fire? It's important to remember it's the safest way to travel. It's important also to remember that everybody is professionally trained. It's also important to remember everybody got off the plane okay. They got off safe. There were no injuries, no fatalities. It's all good. And you know what? In Denver that day, I bet you there were five super big car accidents in Denver yesterday. Good to see you. Happy Friday. Happy Pie Day. Happy Potato Chip Day today. The safest way to travel is to walk from the bedroom to the kitchen for some snacks and then proceed to the living room and watch TV, says and then put the travel channel on and you'll be all good. Okay, we are going to switch gears here real quickly. We're going to switch gears and talk potato chips. And my question for you today is, well, there's two of them. What's your favorite kind of potato chip and are Pringles potato chips? Think about that. And before you answer, it's a deep question. Are Pringles potato chips? Because as a product made of potatoes, they're not really chips, really. They have the shape of chips. However, they are actually like mashed potatoes. If you've ever seen powdered mashed potatoes, and then they form them into those the formations that we see. When the time comes and you need some furniture, appliances, or electronics, please see my friends at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, also at leons.ca. This weekend, they've got a comfort sale on. If you're sitting on it or you're laying on it, it is on sale. They've got the Sealy Queen Size Mattress on sale, half price. The Jessica Sofa is half price. They've got sectionals on sale, 50% off clearance mattresses and select sofas, and a whole lot more. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And before you go, check out all the cool inventory. The flyer is online at leons.ca. At the Elkhorn Resort and Clarkson Nordic Spa, they've got live entertainment this weekend at the Elkhorn Resort. It's back again at Buffalo Bar. They've got a workshop happening this weekend. That's right. They've got live music with the Blackwater Blues duo. That's tonight and tomorrow. And then Kathleen Lagasse, again from Surrey. She's got that beautiful gallery down there. She's going to be packing up, heading over to Clear Lake at Elkhorn Resort Sunday for the Fresh Flower Workshop happening on Sunday. So Blackwater Blues duo tonight and tomorrow. Kathleen's workshop is on Sunday. Still time to register for that, by the way. And then wellness classes with yoga with Shane go on Tuesday at the Elkhorn Resorts. So you might want to check that out. Also, just to put this on your calendar, there's an art exhibition fundraiser for cancer care next weekend. That's on the 23rd, happening at the Elkhorn Resort. Again, raising funds for a great cause. So you might want to check that out at Elkhorn Resort, Clarkson Nordic Spa. That is next Sunday, the 23rd. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue, Westman's number one EV destination. They are the dealership with awesome staff from start to finish. Whether you need to get some warranty work done on an EV you've purchased, or maybe you're just considering an EV, you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I want to get some more information. I'm looking at a new car. The price of things continues to go up. Maybe I should make the investment up front and then save on the maintenance costs and save on the gas. And you know what? They are ready, willing, and able with all questions. And again, it's a situation where they are there to answer questions. You will make the decision. They like to say they put you in charge. Like that play, they put you in charge because electric cars get charged. Ultimately, that decision is going to be yours between gas and an EV. But just know they are ready, willing, and able. All your questions, Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM and Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. MJ says Pringles suck. Pebble says my favorite is jalapeno and cheddar flavored kettle cooked. Tracy's favorite too. Zill says Pringles are absolutely potato chips. For sure. Oh my God. Can you imagine? Oh, stop the conveyor belt. Just stop the conveyor belt. Stop it. I want to go and play in the chips. I had a dream like this one time. I got to play in the chips. It's my bucket list thing. I want to go to the bank. And I want to play in the money in the vault in the bank. And I want to go to the potato chip factory. I want to go play in the chips. Who is that guy? Who did security? Who is the fat guy rolling around naked in the chips? I'm rolling around naked in the chips. The chips. Oh, and then filling my mouth. Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic. No. My chips taste funny. Shake it. Shake all that oil off. Shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Here come the chips. Oh, a little bit of salt. Oh, and then they're rolling. Look at the chips. Look at the... Cindy says, whoever builds these machines, how do they do it? Isn't it amazing? Zuba Bernice is not a fan of the Pringles. Kanix Doe says, yes, Pringles are potato chips. Favorite chips are Old Dutch barbecue in the box. I like ketchup chips, and the more ketchup on it, the better. Old Dutch for Quentin, onion and garlic. Onion and garlic. I used to like those ones in high school. It was weird. Onion and garlic. I don't really like them that much anymore. How it's made. Tyler Glenn Show Potato Chip Edition. Fun to see, hey? It's fun to see how potato chips are made. Although Pringles, you would never eat another Pringle if I showed that one. It's like Cheryl doesn't discriminate. She says, I love all kinds of potato chips. Natalie likes Great Value Barbecue. President's Choice Loads of Sour Cream for Cindy. Chad says Old Dutch Salt and Vinegar. But he puts them in the freezer. Why would you put your salt and vinegar chips in the freezer? That's weird. However, Chad, it comes at no cost to me, and I think I will try it. I will take you up on that, and I will freeze my potato chips. KDD says Co-op Gold Honey Dill chips are really good. They were sold out when I was there. Zumba Bernice is fascinated that how they keep them from getting crushed with all that movement. I can barely get them home safely. Isn't that the truth? All right, so it is Reuben Sandwich Day today, and it is also Pie Day and Chip Day, so we touched on chips. Jody wants to celebrate the Reuben. Now, the Reuben sandwich comes toasted with some corned beef and sauerkraut and extra special noises, tweets, and squirts and giggles after, because after all, it is sauerkraut. He runs the channel called Jack's Dining Room. He goes and eats food all over the place. Maybe you've seen him. Here he is eating the famous Cat's Deli sandwich in New York. And I am here for the sandwich. We will listen to his commentary, of course, but the sandwich is the star of the show. This thing, look at this. There he is. Oh, my God.
The most famous sandwich in all of New York. This place isn't a deli. It's an institution. You walk in, and this dude hands you a ticket. Then you go to one of the 8 counters, and you're met with an army of cutters that are running by with these massive, dripping slab of pastrami. I don't understand how there's not more collisions back there. They have this hot tub of pastrami. It just slowly steams, and then the dude wields his knife in and just pulls out the piece, throws it on the table, and just dices up a million miles an hour.
Oh my God. This is insanity. This is so beautiful. This is like watching a symphony at work here. Hallelujah. 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 Make me a sandwich. Hallelujah.
It's kind of like a live show. Honestly, skip Broadway, come to Cats, and just watch them slice sandwiches all day. And here's a trick. Oh. If you tip, they will give you samples and let you try any meat. And they give you so much more meat on your sandwich. Oh, yeah. And if you lose your ticket, you pay $50 on top of your order. All right, we're going to jump into their famous Reuben sandwich. Oh. This is $35, but they actually load this up.
So, okay, let's stop for a second because we're not just going to digest the sandwich here at Katz's Deli in New York. We have to digest the cost. So $35 sandwich. Now, you are at Katz's Deli in New York. So it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. You got to do it, okay? But that's a $50 Canadian sandwich. $50 for that sandwich. That is that's not on the value menu, boys and girls. MJ says, my friend made Reuben egg rolls. Cindy says, my daughter's favorite sandwich is the Reuben. Katz's Deli in New York is just absolutely legendary, but $50, wow. You know, if you're vacationing with a family of four, I don't need to tell you that, boy, that blows through the vacation budget for the day at $200. But, I mean, that sandwich is pretty massive. I don't know if any of the Sunseekers could take it down. Could you? Derek could. God, look at that. The cheese, the brisket, corned beef made fresh. Oh, my God. And the angel sang. Plate that meat for me. Forget the sandwich. No kidding, hey? Going in keto. Although Zill says I take a cheeseburger any day over a Reuben sandwich, I never really cared for them. Well, there's a bit of a tang to them, thanks to the sauerkraut. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Honestly, I'm not sure if I've ever had meat this tender in my life. I'm not even a massive pastrami fan. You're going to make something for 150 years? It better be good. And it is fucking amazing. Also, every order comes with a mound of pickles. Next up, we have their world famous pastrami on rye with mustard. Now,
wow.
I fucking hate mustard. I feel like it's not even a debate that mustard is the worst topping on any sandwich.
But it's going to work on that.
I respect the tradition. I just can't do it. It's kind of like the Bane to Batman. I just can't defeat him alone.
Wow, doesn't like mustard. Okay. You gotta have it, man. You gotta have the mustard. It doesn't cut that, but the sandwich cut the mustard. I'll tell you that right now. Holy man, that is one of the nicest looking sandwiches I ever seen. Well, they're not skimpy on the meat, and they shouldn't be for $50. And for them to make it pull apart tender in such large quantities like that, I could spend a whole day at Katz's Deli. I'd be over at the farthest part of the counter, sitting there like this, watching the chefs, how they cook that. Because if you've ever done brisket, it's not an easy thing to do. Even in your smoker, you have to let it sit there for a long, long time to make sure it doesn't cook too fast, so it's nice and tender. And they're like doing it in vats of what? Oil? Do you think they're frying it? Or I don't know. Might have to investigate. I'm also going to investigate this whole stuff about freezing your potato chips. What the hell is that? It's true. I guess I'm going to start freezing my potato chips. Science says chips taste better coming out of the freezer because cold temperatures affect the texture and flavor. Freezing them takes the starch of the potatoes and makes it crunchier, enhancing the texture. Additionally, cold can temporarily dull all the oils that are on the potato chips used in creation, which can make the flavors taste sharper and less greasy. Where have I been? What the?
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Science says chips taste better coming out of the freezer because cold temperatures affect the texture and flavor. This contrast between the cool, crisp exterior and the familiar chip flavor makes the experience more enjoyable. And then it asks, have you ever tried it? No! I'm just learning about this for the first time. Cindy says popcorn tastes better out of the freezer too. What? Yeah, I need to buy another freezer. I am going to go get chips tonight. I'm excited. I'll report. I'll give you a full report on Monday. Frozen potato chips. I feel like such a doofus. I'm the last one in the world to get it. Sunrise Credit Union is going to give you $30,000 if you're the winner of their latest contest at Sunrise Credit Union. All you have to do is, with a 3.89% residential mortgage, get an entry to win 30 grand. Now, some conditions do apply. It's called the contest is called 30 grand in your hand. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca for all the information on this, but it is worth a look. As interest rates continue to come down, Sunrise Credit Union is on the cusp of all the lowest interest rates available, whether it be on a mortgage, a car loan, a line of credit, whatever you need. sunrisecu.mb.ca, 30 grand in your hand. And also, while you're on the web, enter the Our Manitoba Photo Contest, also run by Sunrise Credit Union. On your potato chip day today, I think one of our Sunseekers said that the jalapeno kettle-cooked Co-op Gold cheddar chips, off the charts. Get some Co-op Gold chips in you today. They've also got pies if you're going to be celebrating Pie Day. We had that for Taste of Tuesday. And even better, half pies. If you just want a half pie of apple and then a half pie of pecan, a half pie of rhubarb, and Saskatoon berry, which is what I tried on Tuesday, absolutely awesome. You can get half pies, so you can have more pie flavors, at your local co-ops of Westman. And if you're going to make a Reuben sandwich, you know I love the meat department. They've got the breads, they've got the sauerkraut, they've got it all for you at co-ops of Westman, where you're keeping it local, keeping it Canadian, and keeping all profits in the community. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Hamiota Co-op too. And our friends at Auto Fashion, if you're celebrating any of this bit of food and you've got some potato chips lying in the floor bed of your car, if you've got the leftover sauerkraut, you know, just deciding that it's going to live in the back seat of your vehicle, you got to get rid of that. So sauerkraut's not going to last there on the your floor mats. You got to get that all cleaned up. That Auto Fashion will take care of it for you. They have seen it all. They have seen messes that would make the average person's hair curl, honestly. And they'll take care of it at Auto Fashion because they are the detailing experts in Brandon. And that is interior and exterior cleaning. They do paintless dent repair, window tinting, ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, and more. For a complete list of all the services they offer, go to autofashion.ca. And you will be impressed. Family owned and operated, 100% local, 100% Canadian. You got to love Cass and Herman over at Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. So Olive Garden is back with one of their most popular promotions. It's buy one, take one. Buy one, take one. So you'll buy a pasta meal at a regular price and then for $6, you get to take one home with you. And the regular meal is what, like 13, 14 bucks? So basically for half price, you can take one home. They'll package it up for you. I just want you to pack up a truckload of the breadsticks. How about that? How about you just, I give you $6 and then you give me a half ton truck full of the breadsticks and we call it even. But I do like their salad and I'm not a salad guy. Remember that guy, St. Elmo's Fire? Apparently, everybody is in for a sequel, and the script is being written. He's so ugly. God, how did he ever make a go of it, ladies? How did he ever get on the screen? Who was drunk on the casting in the casting department when they put him on the screen? Oh, my God. It's hideous. Horrendous. We have some Sunseekers that do not know what St. Elmo's Fire is. You should go watch it this weekend. Good movie. Good movie. The original came out in 1985. Good soundtrack. Back when they made good movies. There's the cast there. God, Demi Moore looks nothing. Nothing like that anymore. Rob Lowe did a good job. He took care of himself, really. He looks almost the same. That's great. Just wrinkles. He's just aged. Demi Moore, you wouldn't even know that's Demi Moore in there, would you? So this weekend, watch St. Elmo's Fire. They're going to make a sequel, and the script is just being finalized. Blessed Mamas is such a good movie. I know we got a lot of youngins that haven't seen it. Ali Sheedy, Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, he's a little heavier, but he still looks good, still looks the same. Demi Moore, Mare Winningham, Rob Lowe, and Andrew McCarthy. Blessed Mama says Rob ages like fine wine. She looks amazing, too. So watch for that. St. Elmo's Fire. I got to climb the highest mountain, swim for the sea. I feel St. Elmo's Fire burning in me. I think that's how it goes. Probably not. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. Load up on treats just as MJ did. Hamburger, hot dog buns, cinnamon buns, sausage rolls, cheese buns. They've got all your favorites for you at Kuiper's Family Bakery. The recipes have been passed down through the generations, and you'll see why. You'll smell why when you open the door, Kuiper's Family Bakery. Whether it be the cinnamon rolls or the treat bars they have, or the monster cookies, which are super, super popular. Load up for the weekend. You will love the stuff you buy from Kuiper's. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Headley's Health Hut over on Richmond Avenue. Again, thanks to everybody who dropped by on Win Back Wednesday. Winning their purchases back, of course, the last Friday of the month. 2 weeks today is going to be Customer Appreciation Day, 2 weeks from today. So that's when they've got prizes, giveaways, samples, extra special deals. Mark that on your calendar, Customer Appreciation Day, last Friday of the month at Headley's Health Hut. And, of course, they're your headquarters for all your supplements and vitamins. And if you've got a sore back, a sore head, I mean, basically, if there's something that ails you, they're going to take care of you at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue. Formerly at the Shoppers Mall location, now in their bright, beautiful store on Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. And at Tim Hortons, that's a great stop for breakfast. They've got 100% Canadian egg wraps. Those breakfast wraps are so good. Bacon and egg wraps are so delicious. Of course, if you're going for lunch, you can have the Turkey Bacon Club, which is my favorite, and always delicious, those piping hot, super popular flatbread pizzas. I remember when they introduced those as a test, people went crazy for the flatbread pizzas at Tim Hortons. There's something about getting a nice hot, piping hot, cheesy, delicious pizza through the drive-thru, super fast, super delicious, great for lunch, great late night too, at Tim Hortons locations, 10 locations to serve you, and of course, roll up the rim. The win continues till March 23rd. At Tim Hortons, Brandon, Burden, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And finally, to end the week, people accidentally sharing things on social media. What is the worst thing you or someone you know posted by mistake on social media? Slashy says, my grandmother was sending nudes to some guy on her phone and apparently accidentally posted something on Facebook. Everyone in our family... Everyone in our family got to see Grandma. She needs to shave. Marie says, maybe not that bad, but my friend's mom joined Facebook. She wanted to snoop an old boyfriend of hers. She typed in his name over and over in search, but it wasn't the search box. It was the status update box. We all saw his name repeated over and over and over again on the feed. Then it was followed by an update on the status. How do I delete this? Azil says the best things are when Facebook was brand new and people didn't understand how to use it. There's a lot of funny things from back then that are still floating around online. Victoria says, old friend of mine posted his girlfriend's boobies on Facebook when trying to post a photo of his new quad. He had the pictures of his girlfriend without a shirt on. Then he took a picture of his quad. Now, when he went to post on Facebook, he inadvertently posted a picture of his girlfriend without her top on with the caption, like my new toy. 16 likes and one comment later, he realized there was a problem. Zill says someone replied to their older parent commenting things that they meant to try and Google. They responded with, Dad, this isn't Google. Oh, my God. Over and over, and their dad kept typing the same stuff. Jess says, I sent something to my friend so she could approve of it before I sent it off to a guy I liked. She sent a nude to her friend so she could approve. Do I look okay? I'm sending a nude. I don't understand any of this. I don't understand the internet's nakedness. Apparently, she was presenting in her college class and forgot to disconnect her phone from the projector. And so as soon as the picture came in, of course, sometimes on Messenger or on a text, it will bing. And then if you've got a screenshot of your device, that is going to be blasted onto the projector. And her friend is naked for the whole class to see. It's all nudity. It's all nakedness. My cousin, who's in his 50s, posted naked pics of his girlfriend on Facebook dressed as an elf holding candles. Oh, my God. It's all nakedness. It is all nakedness. These are all stories about people who have inadvertently put naked stuff on the internet. How about this? Like, if you're going to take a naked picture, can you not move it off there? Like, if you really, I can safely say, out of all the stupid things that I have done, I am not into taking naked pictures. I don't even think, and I honestly, and I've been sent a lot of weird stuff. Thankfully, I've not been sent any naked pictures. Oh, and then you have somebody who posted inadvertently a naked picture and then ended up tagging everybody. Oh, my. Oh, it's all nakedness. I apologize. If you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend, please don't drink and drive, okay? Have lots of fun. Have green beer. Fill your boots. Be a drunk Irish person. Don't fight. Don't get in a fight. We need you back here Monday morning at 7 for the real St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be weird, but it'll be a St. Patrick's Day Monday, and we'll be in green, we'll be waiting for you, and we'll have lots of fun for the real St. Patrick's Day, but it's going to be a busy weekend for parties, and just please don't drink and drive, but enjoy all the green beer you want. It's a green beer kind of weekend, Sunseekers. Yes, it is. Oh, we have to say goodbye. Thanks for a great week, you guys. It has just been phenomenal. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. Thanks for hanging out with us. I do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, guys.